And so without further ado, I'd like to have Jeff and Linda come up. Jeff and Linda, please come up, and if I may. Yeah, just maybe come up here.
You're up there?
Yeah, and I'll give you a little hug.
You're
from
kidding.
Everybody.
No. Us?
Yeah, I know.
It'll really?
It'll be a new deal.
Linda and I?
Get yeah. You Thank you, guys.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. And thank you, Hannibal. Thank you, Hannibal. This
what
is
a
like a first for this modest, humble Coal Creek Canyon. And Chambra, not so modest and humble, but I'm almost positive. Is Susie still here, or is she watching us on the webcast now? Oh, Susie, is this the first time Coal Creek Canyon Community Center has hosted an opera star, a celebrity, a singer from Vienna, Austria? Indeed it is, I thought. Hannibal, do you have one of those pictures, you know, where you sign it? And we'll put it on the wall.
Oh, I'll get you one. I'll make sure.
Good. Absolutely. We had the pleasure of meeting Hannibal in Hawaii at the Kauai workshop that we do every year. And Linda and I and Norman Garrett and the rest met him there. What a voice. I mean, what a voice.
Well, and his real gift is that, you know, when you hear somebody that truly is so professional and you know, so accomplished in their own right, oftentimes that will be the most intimidating thing you can possibly imagine. The last thing you would think about doing is bellowing in front of an opera singer.
Oh, who would even think
who would imagine?
Of trying to sing in front of an opera?
You.
Famous.
No. Sing. But Hannibal's real talent, not his real talent, he has a special talent that he really can inspire others to open up and find a voice that many of us
absolutely.
Didn't even know we had, including Mr. Hoppy.
I am not from a singing family. I don't have singing in my past lives. I am just singing deficient. But
I heard you sing in the shower once.
In Kauai, actually, Hannibal got me singing, and it felt great.
From a full voice.
Yeah, from a full voice, not my goofing around singing like I do for you, but a full voice, and it felt so good. It was like eons of suppressed energy bursting forth out from me. So it was amazing. I haven't sung since, of course, but I would invite, I don't know if Hannibal is willing today, we have a really small group of diehards here, but maybe at the break even some singing and, you know, Garrett just said we're livehards. I mean, could we get a Roy Cam shot of the audience? Small but powerful.
Of course, you're excluding the thousands of people that are logged in via the internet,
maybe
assuming
millions.
We have an internet connection.
Yeah. Do we have internet today, John? What a concept. What an amazing
Mr. Kaderica,
thing.
You create miracles.
But as David mentioned, we were, you know how the news is. They, for the past week, they've been predicting this big storm. And, you know, I went to the grocery store the other day. And you know, we live in the mountains, so you get used to, you know, having supplies around. But I went to the grocery store, and people were going out with carts, not just baskets, carts of toilet paper, beer.
For one day?
Toilet paper, beer, and what was the other thing? Pardon?
Cookies,
well, for you, cookies, yes. But toilet paper, beer, and there was something else, milk, I guess, or something like that. Now, you know, even if there was a storm coming along, and let's say that it was a really bad storm, which this is not, who does not have at least two or three rolls of toilet paper somewhere around the house? Right, you have to run out and buy a 32-pack, you know. What?
Sweetie, you've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
I did. It just there was a run on toilet paper and beer. And it's like, anyway,
it's not like it goes to waste.
That's true.
They'll find a use for it sooner or later.
Exactly. But anyway, the storm was kind of wimpy. It's not a big thing.
Did you hear why?
Can we get a Roy Cam shot of the snow outside? I'd love for the millions or billions who are watching in online.
It's like Christmas.
It is. And let the camera adjust here, settle down a little bit, but it's snowing out right now, but that's not a big storm.
No, but it is 6 inches, and that does count as a snow.
I don't know. I was disappointed. I got up this morning and I'm like, what? You know,
now, wait,
I mean,
now here's the piece you need to hear.
Thank you on the Roy Cam there.
They're
I know
truly.
You're having fun, but back in the room.
The forecast was significant enough that they were saying easily it could have been 30 inches, okay? And clearly it's not. And they said that...
Almost a meter.
Oh, yeah. And it was so significant that we even talked to John Kaderick and said, oh, my God, this could be the storm that could keep us broadcasting.
Yeah,
and so John Kaderick came up yesterday to ensure that we would have some sort of ability to do the meeting today. Now, did you hear what actually softened the storm?
No.
What has slowed it down?
No.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. Hot air. Hot air moved in, and the hot, dry air is what kept some of the moisture away temporarily. I think that was Saint Germain.
Probably. Well, they had predicted, several feet or almost a meter of snow and real high winds and blowing snow. And of course, the Schomburg crew here that does the setup of the teardown was amazing. They came in yesterday and big hand for the crew. And brought in the equipment yesterday, and a bunch of them stayed up overnight here just in case they had to put on their snowshoes and trudge down to the hall here just so the show would go on.
They were probably partying last night. That's probably what brought the hot air in.
Yeah, big time. Anyway, it's good to be here, and thank you for those who are here who drove up the mountain. Yeah, it's a little slippery, and do be careful driving down.
Well, it has that feel of those early days. The real, the hardcore and the special are here today in particular.
Early days where there was like 10 of us.
Yeah.
And nerve-wracking. Oh, my God, 10 people. I noticed that in spite of the fact that it's a smaller group today, here, not online.
Oh, my God.
But here, there's still an assortment of goodies, chocolates and muffins. And this is a comfort food for the day. Yes. True comfort food.
Well, now
food.
We know which are the members that really supply that.
It's the group here.
Yeah,
and
it's
I noticed
group.
I did take a quick scan of our food buffet, and I noticed there was a noticeable lack of things like lettuce. carrots, celery, organic whole food tofu or whatever. This is a Chambres spread. Definitely Chambres.
So it's got a lot of chocolate?
Yeah, a lot of chocolate. Uh-huh. And Hannibal is sampling. Hannibal, do tell me what your favorite is later on. Have you gotten there yet or are you still sampling?
The hummus.
No. Okay. Hummus is not chocolate. It's made from beans. Yeah, it's smashed beans. They're mutilated.
You got a problem with beans, Jeff?
They're tortured beans. I wouldn't eat that. Anyway.
Are you okay?
I am, actually. Linda and I and Norman Garrett just got back from overseas. We got back
Tuesday night,
and I'm still having the kind of, it's not even jet lag, it's just an energy hangover. It was such a big time that I'm still kind of recovering. It was amazing.
And it's been an amazing month.
It's been an amazing month, and it's only the fourth today. But I have to admit, I was feeling a little weary this morning. And, the weather, and it wouldn't have been a great day to sit in front of the fireplace at home and have some chocolate. And but once I walked into the hall here today, there is such wonderful energy in here. And I think also from everybody who's joining us online
today.
We're
glad you're happy to be here.
I am tickled. I am just tickled. And you know what else I'm tickled about?
Let me think. That you had enough gas for your plow.
That I'm always ready for. Hello. Yeah. No, this is a very...
Did you had enough beer and toilet paper? You forgot always. To admit you were in line with the rest of them.
It's an old lady trying to grab it from me. Get your hands. That's my toilet paper. Get your own. No, actually, our hall here, Coal Creek, is very rustic. It's not a fancy place. It's not a place where you'd think about having a formal party. It is what it is. You know, it's up in the mountains, and the bathrooms don't work so well.
It's homely.
No, I love the energy here.
It's homely.
But, you know, we're actually going very high-tech. Very high-tech. And actually, there's not many places in the world that have what we now have.
That's a really scary thought.
Yeah. Courtesy of Joe Collins, yeah. Did all this, and we'll get a shot of Joe in just a second. But we have a new hidden retractable mount. Now, I want you to watch this, and I'm not going to go too far with it, but save the oohs and ahs until we're all done. But watch this. You might want to move, David. It might explode. look at that.
Wow.
That retracts all the way into the ceiling. Look at that. I sat here for a half hour this morning and just played with that. It's like a dumbwaiter for a beamer, LCD projector. Well, come on. Ooh, ah.
Miracles never cease.
I was so tickled with that. And thank you, Joe. We get a shot of Joe in the back. And we got a wave, Joe. Okay. Yeah, this is high tech. Okay. I'm going to get into the slides right away because we have a lot to cover today.
We need to welcome some people.
We're in the welcome slide. Now, isn't that cute? Today's theme is dogs. So you'll have plenty of time for more oohing and aahing. Oh, is it cute? And I had to work hard at this yesterday. Okay. We have...
Before the beer and toilet paper or after?
That was earlier in the week.
Okay.
We, in spite of the small group, I was amazed we have a lot of people from out of town. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they were determined and they had plane tickets.
That'll do it. And it was a wimpy storm. It was nothing. Okay.
Well, we have Diane Francis from Indianapolis, and they didn't make it, actually.
Oh.
No?
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't
wow.
make it. Sorry. But from, as you so pointed out, Eidstein, Germany, we have Birgit Junker and her daughter Jessica here.
Good to see both of you.
Go ahead, stand up. Would you mind?
Do you want to say something to all the German listeners right now in Deutsch?
In Deutsch?
In Deutsch, yeah.
Also ich grüße alle deutschen Schombra und vor allen Dingen unser Übersetzungsteam, was die Schauts ins Deutsche übersetzt, Matthias und Lea auch noch dazu.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
And Birgit, we're not done yet. Birgit, how old is your daughter Jessica?
It's her birthday today.
Wow.
And how old are you, Jessica?
14.
14.
Oh, how beautiful. Can we sing happy birthday now?
Yeah.
Oh, and Hannibal,
could
will you help us?
Oh, and we have all right.
All right.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jessica. Happy birthday to you.
Now, why is it that a group of what? 40 of us are creating more energy, making more noise than when it's packed here.
Because it's homey.
Great.
And
this
Jessica,
is.
It's
now we know.
Special to have young people here. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. And it's inspiring and hopeful. Next, we have Lori Mayer from Puyallup, Washington. Where are you, Puyallup?
Right here. Good to see you.
Glad you could be here.
And the snow didn't scare you?
No, I have experience driving in the snow from Alaska, so I was just going to make it no matter what.
Yeah. Well, thank you for
being here. Glad you could be here.
Yeah.
Okay. And John McCurdy from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
John, good to see you again. And for those who don't know, I hope you don't mind me announcing this, but John is Gene Tinder's brother. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you not know that? Wow. Yeah, yeah. You have? We're getting there.
We'll get there. Be patient.
Jeez.
Okay. And, of course, Hannibal from Austria.
Yes.
And then,
Welcome again, Hannibal.
And, of course, our launch pad person, Janet Scott from New River, Arizona.
Janet, good to see you. And we'll be seeing you up here in just a little bit.
And Mary Beth Shawan from, I'm from Wisconsin, so I said Shawan. Albuquerque, New Mexico. How do you say it properly?
Schwinn. Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you. Ines Van Hall is in from Munich.
Ines, good to see you. Good to see you.
Ow. I have to say hello to Nora and everybody at the Königsliegen.
At the what?
They get together.
Hi, Nora.
Hi, Nora. And this one is for Karsten. It's Grüß Gott. In Bavaria, you say, hello, God. And I had such a problem saying it first. And last month I got it, hello, God. And he said, no, you can't say, I'm telling you, hello, God.
Yeah.
So the new interpretation, not the Catholic one.
Thank you, Ines. Good to see you again.
We have Donna Yost from Lander, Wyoming. Did you make it? No, she didn't make it.
No.
The drive was a little much.
A little much.
Okay. And we have someone here that will, this is the last time we'll introduce him as from out of town.
As the last time.
Last time. Larry Clark, formerly from San Diego.
But now going to be a Coloradoan.
Coloradoan.
Yeah.
Welcome, Larry.
So last time, enjoy it while we're clapping.
Did you want to say hello to your family?
Do they know that you're moving?
Yes. I have to go back and get them.
Yeah.
But I like to say hi to Terry Powell in San Diego. And yeah, it's 70 degrees there probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but not nearly as fun as, wintertime or springtime in the Rockies.
No,
there's nothing like it.
I came out of the house to get in the car with Linda, and I said, what the heck am I doing?
Oh, this is great. You get used to it after a couple lifetimes. And you really, it's great up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
All right. Glad that you're joining us.
And that's it for our special guests here.
Okay. Anybody else we missed the dog. I said it was a dog day, so would you introduce your dog, lift her up, and there you go. Oh. And would the dog care to say anything in dog speak, It's ignoring me. Okay, yes.
For all the right reasons.
And yes, sir.
I brought Sheldon from Colorado Springs.
Sheldon from Colorado.
Canyon City.
Where are you from?
Canyon City.
Canyon City. That's good to see you. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'd also like to welcome everyone who's listening in online.
Yes.
As David said, over the course of the month, we have people from almost 150 different countries downloading the shouds or reading, going to the website. While we do this webcast, we have people from all over the world listening in. I know Tanya from Dubai is listening in today because I got a really nice email from her earlier today just saying, bless you all and thank you, everybody who's here today. So I know we have people from all over the world. That's a cool thing. I mean, who would have ever thought right here from Cold Creek Canyon?
There are contingencies all over. I know there's a Finnish group listening in today,
yes.
A Romanian group. They're all over. And
Swiss?
Yes, and
yes.
A whole bunch.
We could go through all 130 countries if you wanted.
Well, people might get tired of it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We won't do that.
Australia, New Zealand. I have to mention those because we're going there
Malu's
soon.
Malu's group in South America.
What others?
Brazil.
Okay. Last month. But we welcome everybody. And we're going to kind of move along. We have a lot of slides to cover.
You were the one chit-chatting about beer and toilet paper.
I know. But now I have to hurry. Okay, last month. One of my favorite channels in a long time, for a lot of reasons. It was Tobias was very succinct and very clear. And the message, of course, was it doesn't matter. Now, I'm tired of hearing that now. But from the conceptual standpoint of what Tobias was saying, it was quite a channel.
Well, so Linda's, from a more internal standpoint than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Linda's going to read the part of Tobias, and I'll make a few wise and sage comments.
Well, we count on that. We count on that. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's difficult and challenging, and nothing seems to work anymore. The old tricks and the old tools are out the door. But what replaces them? We have everything before us, as Dickens said. We have every tool, every resource, every solution, and every answer before us, because we place them there in a very multidimensional way.
You may remember that Tobias started out quoting Dickens from Tale of Two Cities, the opening line.
Did you ever read it?
I never did. I should have, and I shouldn't have admitted that. But I'm going to. I'm going to. It's on my list. He started out with the opening quote from Tale of Two Cities. I do know the part about these are the best of times and the worst of times. And then he went on.
Your mom used to say that a lot.
Yeah. But that threw me off track.
Sorry.
Tobias kind of used that to open up, and he says, we have nothing before us. Because, in a sense, our table is empty. Our palate is empty. If you're still trying to use old energy tools, they don't work anymore, as we've all found out the hard way. But also our palate or our table is full. It's filled with new energy tools that we place there in a very multidimensional way before we ever got there. We often overlook them because we're going back and trying to figure out, how do I use the old tricks? How do I do it? How did I get by before? What did I pull out of the tool chest? And Tobias says it doesn't work anymore. But yet everything we need is there. So it was kind of a nice opening. It was a very nice opening.
Oh, that felt good. I just went out
and
in the zone.
I looked it up later, and he was fairly accurate with his quote of that first part of Tale of Two Cities. The best of times, worst of times. I don't remember the rest of it. But
so you're saying
anyway.
He's better at it? Okay.
Yeah, he's better at it.
Okay.
And he kind of continued the thread or the theme for
beautiful.
A little bit here.
Okay. We have nothing before us. We have nothing at the table because we tend to go back into history and back into time to pull what we've learned before and bring that to the table in times of despair and challenge. But they don't work. They aren't valid anymore. Everything is at the table right now. All the gifts and abundance and tools and wisdom and hope come from the new.
I think I already just commented on that, so I'll move
yes,
to the next
did.
Slide. I'm jumping
did.
Ahead of myself.
Dear Chambra, the next several years are going to be so challenging and so difficult for some, and so easy and so sacred and blessed for others. You're going to have days when there is a tremendous hope, and you're going to have days of despair. You're going to have days of light and days of dark. There will be times when the closest and the dearest ones in your life are going to betray you. And it doesn't matter.
So Tobias is kind of using this theme of duality, polarity, contradiction, things that are happening right now. And I think we're all aware of them. You know, some days are as crazy as you could ever imagine. Some days are as incredible as you could ever imagine. So we're living in that paradox right now. Tobias is trying to tell us that just understand all the energies are shifting and changing, and don't start getting in your head, well, what's wrong? Why is it one day, you know, this and one day that? It's the nature of reality right now. And he
got
says,
a pit in my stomach towards the end of that thing, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I think he's just trying to say, here's kind of an overview from Angel's Peak of what's going on. right now, and it's all around us, and even in our own lives. And he even says here there are times when some of the ones who are closest and dearest to you are going to betray you.
That kind of gave me a pit in my stomach. That, you know, that's always what
matter.
You hold on to. I'll work on that.
Yeah. Well, and I think what he's trying to say is, once again, all the old rules, all the old things are leaving now. We're readjusting. And St. Germain said it too, you know, between now and 2012, it's going to be some rough times.
I got a tummy ache.
Okay, then I'll go to the next slide. Okay. But I think we're all experiencing that, and it's good to hear this, in a way.
In a way.
It's validating.
Gives me a tummy ache.
Okay.
There are going to be times in your life where you are marvelously abundant and where everything seems to be flowing. And there are going to be times when some of you are going to lose everything you thought you had. And it doesn't matter.
Again, he's just letting us know that things are changing. And to stop, instead of getting in the drama, take a deep breath. And it doesn't matter. Now, I'll wait for some comments on that line. It doesn't matter. But in a way, it doesn't matter, because he's going to explain it.
Many of you are going to go through the deepest and most challenging and the darkest spiritual crisis you have ever had in any lifetime on earth. A spiritual crisis unlike any other. And at the same time, you're going to have spiritual enlightenment, an enlightenment of yourself, of consciousness, of you, like you've never experienced before. And it doesn't matter.
I'll go on to the next slide. This is all part of a train of thought.
If I don't scream first.
Yeah. go ahead. Next slide.
You put a break in there for a reason, okay. I think. Okay. You're going to have experiences in your life when the days seem so dark and other days seem so bright. You're experiencing the best of times and the worst of times while you're in this body, and it doesn't matter.
A quick survey of our audience here. How many can relate to these statements? Best of times, worst of times. Days when you're higher than a kite and it all makes sense. And thank you, everybody. See? But also days when it just seems so tough. And I think those are the days where we are trying to go back for the old energy tools. There's so many people I talk to, not Chamber necessarily, but people I'm talking to as we travel around, it's like, boy, I wish things could be the way they were 5 years ago. And I want to say, were you bitching about it 5 years ago too? You know, or people or groups that say, you know, we're going to go back 100 years or 1,000 years. Let's go back. And Tobias says, you can't go back. You can't. You can try, but you really can't. So we're going through some incredible transformation, and it's a time to take a deep, deep breath, as Norma would tell us. Take a deep breath. Because it doesn't matter. Why? Why doesn't it matter?
You're so excited.
I
and
know.
It's like,
well,
I didn't say it's wrong. I just said it made me sad. It made my stomach
it's actually,
hurt.
It's a good ending to this story. If you continue with this slide, truth revealed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We told this group in Egypt that it doesn't matter at all. We could feel a sense of sorrow and sadness and disbelief among this group. What do you mean, Tobias? I could hear some of them saying. What do you mean it doesn't matter? I'm supposed to be here on Earth right now because it matters. I'm supposed to be a standard of new energy because it matters. I'm on a mission. I lost everything along the way. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know who I am. But it's a hell of a mission, Tobias. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Was this the good part?
Now, again, the setting on the first time he started talking about it doesn't matter, the setting was beautiful. We were in Egypt. We were in the Great Pyramid, only our group, private showing. And we're in the King's Chamber, and it was just magical, amazing. The sound was coming from, not from Tobias through me, it was coming from the floor and the ceilings and the air, and it was just, it was magical.
There were walls and no walls.
And everybody was waiting for that special big message, and Tobias's message was, it doesn't matter. And you could just feel the energy in the place. What do you mean? And Tobias picks it up here and saying, and I'm sure we've all said, I'm on a mission. I came here to Earth in this lifetime to do whatever, fill in the blanks, but I'm on a mission. I'm a standard. St. Germain said I was a standard. And, you know, I'm here to do something important. Doesn't matter, Tobias said. Now, at first, it sounds kind of flip, depressing. You want to say, Tobias, you know, you know, kiss my sweet sandals. But it actually makes sense. It truly does. We're gonna find that sense somewhere in these slides as Linda continues to read. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's a very feeling channel.
It was.
You crossed through the wall of fire and experienced all the potentials of every lifetime, physical and non-physical, of everything you would ever think, everything you would ever do, and all of its sub-potentials and their sub-potentials. You had already arrived. So it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
Now, Tobias says that when we left home, however you want to put it, you know, but when we crossed through the wall of fire, leaving all that was, that in this explosion, the Big Bang, whatever you want to call it, we experienced every thought, every potential and sub-potential and sub-sub-potential of everything we would ever do. We experienced all the potentials, including our own divinity, our own what we call ascension, but our own completion and our own coming to know ourselves as our own one. Part of all that was, but oh, I'm getting off on a track here. But
no, you're not.
So we've already completed the journey. And Tobias says, in a way, you could almost say time goes backwards. We're already there. It's like saying you're going to go on a trip, and you're going to go to San Diego. And now the way we were, no, you say, no, San Diego. Okay, where do you want to, Larry, where do you want to go? Say you want to go to San Diego. And Tobias says, actually, time is not linear. It's a choice, and you've already arrived because you, as a creator, made that choice. You've already arrived. Now, how do you want to experience getting there? How do you want to create it? And there are millions of potentials for how you get there, but you're already there. So we've already arrived at the completion of ourselves. And I think the struggle for humanity is that. We think we're going to make the wrong decision. We're going to take the wrong turn on the way to heaven, get lost and go to hell, or God knows, have 100 more lifetimes here on earth or whatever. So we fret and we worry about, are we going to do the right thing? And this is reinforced by religions and cults and spiritual groups and philosophists and philosophers. And Tobias says, it doesn't matter. You're already there. Now, how do you want to experience getting there? How do you want to experience it? That's kind of one of those big, wow, aha. So if you're already there, there's nothing to worry about. Now you can let it all down. You don't have to be standards. You don't have to be on a mission unless you want to, unless it's an absolute choice. You're already there, so now, as Tobias, I think, will say in the next slide, can you just enjoy your life? Stop struggling. Stop worrying about getting there. Stop worrying about... You're already enlightened. Now you're experiencing what it was like to get there. I love the concept. I'm already there. Okay, Tobias went on. It's just coffee I had today, that's all. Okay. He went on to say, this is also profound.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think that when you get off your feet and sit on your butt, that your just beauty and clarity here are just dramatic.
I got a little backache So I have to sit. I created it, and blah, blah, blah. Why do you have a backache? You know, because I want to suffer. There's not enough suffering in the world, so I created a backache so I could suffer. Okay. I don't, it's bad karma. Who knows? It doesn't matter. I got a freaking backache, okay? I'm experiencing it, you know? It makes me feel alive, because without this backache, you know, I wouldn't have pain, and I'd hardly even know I was in my body. This is forcing me to recognize that I'm in my body. Ah, oh, oh, oh. Okay, next slide.
It's kind of a rough way to ground yourself.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I choose it. You choose your own suffering, damn it. This is mine.
You're going to be sitting from now on. I sort of like this more friendly, more humorous Jeff.
No, actually, I was really tired this morning. Linda and I have been waking up every morning at 3 o'clock. We slept until 4 this morning. And so I'm a little punchy, but I'm just feeling the energy of the
Does anybody mind the punchy Jeff?
No!
Yeah. More punchy Jeff. That was quick.
Did you notice that?
That's shocking. Wow.
Backache and all.
You still got it, dude.
Okay. Next slide. I know. That's what I'm saying. If Linda would read it. Go ahead.
Go through your games. Go through your processes, because you're going to turn out just fine. I can say that. I've walked a few miles in your sandals. I know that it's like to come to that point of absolute oneness with self, absolute love with self, falling in love with yourself, where you suddenly realize it doesn't matter. God, that gets old. I am that I am. I always have been, always will be. It doesn't matter.
But, you know, I mean, it's actually profound.
It is.
So the short version is, in Tobias's last lifetime, he wasn't Tobias. But, I mean, he was, but a different name. That's really confusing. In his last physical incarnation on Earth, he was thrown in prison. You know, look at me, I get to channel a god, a cellmate. He was thrown in prison, and in his last and final days on Earth, he let go of everything. All his beliefs, his most sacred belief was the Jewish version of God and the rules of God. And he carried that for many, many lifetimes. He even threw that out because he felt God forsaked him. And if there really was a good Jewish God or any God, God would have gotten him out of prison, gave him back his land and his family, and gone on. So even God forsaked him. So in his final days, Tobias threw out everything. To hell with it, you know? I mean, I think we've all said that a few times. Just to hell with all of it. And when he did that, when he let all of his belief systems go, released himself from everything, he fell in love with himself. And he fell in love with life. And he realized God isn't out there with some big book of rules. It's right here with not a single rule. Just there. Compassion. Total compassion. When Tobias did that, he goes, all that struggling, all those rules, it doesn't matter. I am that I am. So much so that he's chosen to come back for another incarnation on Earth and chosen to remember it doesn't matter.
Do you know who I think more than anything is truly attempting to reflect this to us? Chamber kids,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's they're the ones trying to reflect that.
Yep. And then they say to their parents, it doesn't matter, and all of a sudden, matters
no,
this.
No, I can go through the list of Chamber kids I know that I believe would know what that means.
So he went on to say.
So, I ask each one of you today, why are you here? What is it that you choose? If you've already arrived, if you're already in your ascension, then what is it that you're here for? Can you be here on Earth right now as yourself just because? Just because? What a grand and marvelous thing it is for a creator to do it just because. just for the experience.
That's freedom. I mean, that's really freedom, where there's no karma. You know, you're not on a mission. You don't have to save the world. You don't have to redeem yourself. You're just here because you want to experience it. You want to experience being in physical body. You want to experience a beautiful snowstorm. You want to experience a backache, whatever it happens to be. It doesn't have to just be what we define as good. It's just experience. And then he went on to say,
you don't get points on the other side for the total number of experiences that you've had, for the difficulty and the challenges of experience. You're only admired for the depth and for the compassion of the experience with yourself. That's all that matters. There are angelic beings who have never been in human form, and they are absolutely intrigued by any angel who's been to Earth. It shows in your colors.
You know, I think there's a very strong belief system around the world. You know, maybe it's not conscious, but it's in there. And it's about how much you suffer, and, you know, the rewards from heaven, how much you suffer. There's even this whole thing about, and some people may not like this, but how much you are there for others, how much you give to others. That's going to buy your way into heaven, you know. And it's all about forsaking yourself and do it for others. Now, Tobias and the others have said, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't get brownie points for going out and, you know, stacking up charity points. There's nothing wrong with it, but they invite us to love ourselves first, to take care of our own house first.
I understood when he said that I think that deserves some clarity. He said, if you do it because it gives you joy.
Absolutely.
Not because you're doing it, quote, for somebody else to expect to be acknowledged, because that's what your parents think you should do or that's what anybody thinks you should do. Do it only because you find joy in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, not because it's a penance or something you have to do.
Or a sacrifice. Do it because it brings you joy.
So he's saying, you know, you don't get extra points for, you know, struggling, you know, or anything like that, challenges, difficulties. The only thing that counts is the depth of your experience and the compassion of your own personal experience. Okay. And he went on to say.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
And you're going to arm wrestle about this for a while until you finally, one day laugh and say, oh, Tobias, I wish you'd told me way back when I was in the heat of my despair and the depths of my agony, I wish you would have said to me, Tobias, it doesn't matter. And when I would have let go of that little game I was playing, and then I would have stopped blaming everyone, then I would have had a big smile and said, what a grand experience I'm having on Earth right now. The illusion of things falling apart when they're really coming together.
I think that's a big statement there. I think there is this illusion around the world right now. It's not just here in the States, by the way. When Linda and I travel, it's everywhere. Wow, things are falling apart. And, you know, people are in a state of shock and confusion right now. And Tobias said, you know what? What's really happening is they're coming together. The old ways are shifting. We're redoing things. I know he's going to talk about a little bit about that today, but it's really coming together.
The greatest changes come from chaos.
Wow. I'm going to write that down. Could Tobias use that line? Anyway, that was last month's channel. I think one of the best ever. I enjoyed it. So we'll do a quick review of March. It was a wonderful month. I told you it was a dog theme today. So March events, we're so honored to join in with Lee Carroll in Madrid a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I think. And
it was really
a
two-day
event. There was about 650, maybe 700 people in Madrid. And, you know, it was interesting. One of the speakers asked how many people were there for the first time for a crying event. It was about 60% were first-timers.
Yeah.
And it was also interesting to note, we asked the audience on how many are familiar with Crimson Circle, and we didn't expect many at all. We were just, it wasn't our event, we were just guests. But I would say 30, maybe 40% were familiar. So it was an amazing audience.
It was sweet. There were so many new people that had never been to an event, so it was really quite sweet to meet so many new people. It was fun.
Yeah, and it was. This is a shot, of course, of the event, of the audience.
And Lee Carroll is a truly gracious host.
Oh, it was so good to work with him. A little intimidating walking out on stage later on. We had two slots, one on Saturday and one Sunday. And, you know, when you walk from behind the stage and all of a sudden there's 700 people, it's a little nerve-wracking. But anyway... we talked a little bit about Crimson Circle, which is always fun to do. And it always makes Linda and I realize what an incredible group of humans, you know, call themselves Chambra. And it feels good to talk about that, especially with kind of a new audience.
It was sweet.
Of course, Lee Carroll did such a great job in putting the event together. And I hear he is channeling Kryon. And
he's a great host, too.
As I mentioned, we had two slots, and both of them were Tobias. We're working on the recordings. By the way, I channel in English, but the translator was Spanish. It was all hooked in through the sound system, so you can hear the Spanish very, very clearly.
Nice.
Like you can hear my voice. So for anybody that wants to listen to it and have others listen to it in Spanish, it's there. So Tobias did two segments, both of which kind of talked about New Earth. He gave a lot of information about New Earth.
Oh, it was the best update on New Earth in months and months and months.
Yeah. And then as a surprise, on Sunday night, the last segment, it was going to be a Kryon channel. And to the surprise of everybody in the audience, Lee invited Tobias up to channel with him. That was probably one of the sweetest moments. Even though it's in this hall with 700 people, it was one of the sweetest moments I can remember in a long time. Tobias's message, Kryon's message, it was just, you know, it'd bring tears to your eyes.
It was warm.
Yeah, and the channel that we did is available now in the Chambra Shop, free of charge. You can download it. It's about 45 minutes long. And it was a beautiful channel with Kryon and Tobias. Here's the audience again. Huge standing ovation at the end of this for the entire group and the team that presented that weekend, including Peggy DeBrow, Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, Andreas Hoffman on the far right, and of course Lee Carroll on the far left. So an amazing event. Tobias's two channels will be available later in the week in the Chambra Shop. The Tobias Kryon channel is available right now, and it's free of charge. Okay, then it was off to Palma Mallorca, which is a beautiful island kind of off of Barcelona. We did aspectology teacher training. And by the way, I'm going
to
go back.
Special thanks to Yuta Fries. She's amazing and takes care of many, many details. And she also came to Madrid and took care of the media table where we had, you know, all our media. She was awesome. And
well, actually, she had a busy month because first she hosted the Obama School with Norma Garrett in Mallorca. And she organized that for you and did a phenomenal job. And you had, what, about 18, 15 people at the Obama School?
She participated in it also.
Yeah.
Which was a big...
So, Yuta, thank you for all your wonderful help.
And just a few quick shots.
Hope you're catching your breath.
This is a picture of the from the hotel from our room. So it was very nice.
It's very beautiful.
Sometimes they're not so nice. This was very, very nice.
What's not so nice?
The hotels, the accommodations.
It was beautiful.
Was
right on the Mediterranean.
One of the best.
It was really wonderful.
We had about 50 teachers from all over Europe and a few from outside.
As far away as Brazil?
Yeah. Take the training to be an aspectology teacher. So there's now about 90 worldwide. Just a couple of shots of the teacher training. And here's the whole group.
A special thank you, by the way, to Andrea. Oh, are we down?
And then shortly after that, we did the interdimensional workshop.
Special thanks to Andrea Briegel also.
You might want to check your...
Maybe it's a bad battery. Is it me?
Yeah.
Handheld. Yeah, there you go. Interdimensional workshop. Well, almost 90 people for that. It was very, very intense. We're going to be conducting it in some other places as well. But here's a shot of some of the group breakout sessions that it was Tobias and Saint Germain took us through this. We did it in 2 days, but it actually seemed like about four because it was just
jam-packed. It was a really tight schedule.
Jam-packed. Anyway, oh, and one very little baby, Chambra baby.
That's a seven-week-old Chambra baby with her mom and dad, with his mom and dad, and pretty special.
Yeah. Okay, and on the right is Yuta, our host for the event, and Wolfgang von Rohr, who's author of about, at least 40 books.
More than that, way more.
Well, co-authored another 40, yeah. But he's worked with Shirley MacLaine, Chris Grissom, and many, many others, particularly in the German-speaking countries. He's going to be a guest speaker at the Midsummer Conference.
Amazing character. It would be fun to have him there.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the month of March.
Did I say thanks to Andrea Briegel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Andrea.
Okay.
Oh, and Sylvia Marin was also there and assisted with quite a lot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ah, it's a more
look at
I told you it was a dog theme today. I'm going to go through these very, very quickly because I want to get on to the launch pads for today. So I'm just going to kind of breeze through them. You can get more information about any of the April events or any of the upcoming events on the website. I'm just going to really paraphrase it. Tobias Aspectology School in Sydney in 2 weeks.
That will be the last aspectology that will be channeled live before Tobias leaves.
Yep, and our host there is Marissa Calvi. She was here in February.
Yes,
for
on the launch
pad. Yeah.
That's right.
And then it's over to New Zealand for the Interdimensional Workshop, hosted by Michelle King. And then pop on the other side of the world and go to Bucharest, Romania, for a one-day event hosted by Sylvia Marin.
Hello, Sylvia Marin.
And then we're going to Poiana Brașov, which is Dracula country, Transylvania, for the now that'll be fun, the Interdimensional Workshop in Transylvania. And that's what it looks like. I mean, that's a real picture. That's the Brand Castle.
Trust me, the trees talk.
Okay, and then June, you might want to keep this in mind. We are filming Tobias's School 1 and 2 kind of as a joint thing. This is the Wall of Fire School and Coming to Earth.
This is the only time that we've ever done this together. And what it is we just didn't have, we didn't have really good recordings of it. So we determined that things have changed and evolved quite a lot and that it was time before Tobias leaves to give him an opportunity to channel all that, to have a really good understanding of it, since School 1 and 2 is truly some of the core information for the Crimson Circle and Tobias.
Where are you going? I want to show the slide again.
Okay.
It's just really cool. If it, see?
Oh, good effect.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have any desire to experience School 1 and 2, this again will be the last time. It'll be channeled live by Tobias, both schools together.
It will actually be Tobias's last event before the Midsummer Conference.
Right.
Okay. And then, speaking of the Midsummer Conference.
And you get an extra special discount if you're...
You didn't see that.
If you already signed up. Yes, I did. It went on fire.
You got to see that. And the whole thing. I mean, it's not just the fire. We've got butterflies and we have lights and everything. The Midsummer Conference in Breckenridge.
Here, have something to drink.
July 17th through the 19th. And we have a long lineup of activities and guests. We're going to have a lot of music at night. Lee Carroll, of course, is going to be there as a guest speaker and channeler. Jeanette Crowley, some of the other channelers from the Tuning In DVD. Norman Garrett, of course. The music of Yoham from Israel. Just a really good lineup. So, any comments before I go to the next slide?
I wasn't done with School 1 and 2, but you go on.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, I'm trying to get through these. I can tell there's bathroom break time. Okay. Oh, now it's time. Okay, we're there. It's time for the Chambra Launch Pad. Yay. It's one of my favorite things because it's a time to celebrate the creations of Chambra. And we've had a lot of amazing launch pads right here, and today is no exception at all. So would you please welcome up to the Shamba launch pad, Janet Scott with her new book. Hello. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good.
Would you prefer to sit or stand?
It does not matter.
Okay, good.
You know what, why don't you sit, because I know you're back tomorrow.
Okay, all right, I'll sit. Good. Yeah. So you have a new book.
I do, and I've just started a new company, too. So
oh, you did?
They're both going hand in hand. Oh. I love being a creator and how exciting it is in the new energy.
Yeah.
And we've had all these wonderful tools given us, and I've been able to take and put the passion and the nost and the intuition and all of it together to see the flow of how each part plays a role in your creating. And so actually what I want to do is, this is interesting because Norm and I have been talking this last week, and you really have to go with the flow when you're creating and not be afraid of what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had my books mailed to her sight unseen. I didn't see them. So here, this
oh,
is...
you're kidding. You hadn't even seen them?
Nope. No, I saw them this morning for the first time. So what's really funny is...
there's two books.
No, there's actually one.
Oh.
this is why you go with the flow of things. This is, they made a mistake in doing it. So the original cover was, this was just a temporary cover that Lulu was using to hold the spot and all. But everything that's inside is everything that I have to offer. And this is actually the final product.
Oh, interesting.
So you actually have, you know, so either one, yeah. If you buy either one today, it's
the same.
Oh, so
they just printed two different.
This was the final cover, and they hadn't uploaded it yet.
Gotcha.
So you just, but.
Well, and what is the workbook about?
This is actually a journey into your imagination. And I like to say that your imagination is where you create the illusion that you live in. The divine imagination is where you're the conscious creator of your life.
Right.
And so I've taken and created the first section of all the tools it takes to connect with your divine imagination.
Right.
The second part is 31 days of activities, one per day that you can do. You can do it at any pace you want to do it. But it gives you an opportunity not to only connect with yourself,
right,
but it opens up to where your limitations, where the gifts that you have for yourself to really go into being a creator that you are. And then the last section is a technique that I created because so many people get in their mind when they create. And this is a technique that the mind has no place of it.
Interesting.
So that then you can actually create from your heart and passion.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because I love the story that I have in there too, that a friend I was testing the technique with, and she was trying it out, and she did the technique, and she looks at it, and she goes, this can't be right. I don't like what this is. And so she redid it, and it came back the same the next time because the passion says something very different than your mind.
And that's a huge, huge point because a lot of times we try to go back and create from the mind and we get stuck and we get frustrated and we say, I can't do this. But if people really connect with that passion and with their own new consciousness,
right,
you can create amazing
things.
Well,
and actually the creating is not from words. It's totally from feeling and from senses and connecting with the soul essence of you and expanding
out.
And that's what I'm working on teaching too, so that people can actually not only connect with themselves again, but then also become the creator that they truly desire and not fight with it because it's such a beautiful flow.
Yeah.
And it's amazing the things that are coming out of just playing with this. And actually, this book came out of a channel that was done about 4 years ago where Tobias took us on a journey to our spiritual house to just, because he said we hadn't been there in a long, long time and we really needed to check it out. It was filled with clutter and different things like that. And a lot of people, you're going to find that. But the joy of it is that the more you go in the spiritual house, the more you discover about yourself, the more you become a grander creator.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and you have a background, I know, as a psychologist,
I have
counselor.
Counseling and art therapy.
Oh, really? Art therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
And my mic doesn't work, so I just...
my mic doesn't work, so I'll just add my one little comment, and then I won't make us hand the mics back and forth. Janet, I thought that was really inspiring. and I've seen some of the things that you do, and the art therapy is really, really a beautiful way to allow people to open up, and I was able to peek into what she was doing a little bit, and it really, I can't imagine that it wouldn't be inspiring to anyone. It's really beautiful.
The more you get into creating, the grander the creations become over time. Because I've watched this book go from just a semi-edited form since that February shout, because in the middle of the shout, I just knew I had to be here then, to go to the finished product. Not only that, but then also have the company up and going and the website going. And all these little things that happen along the way to get in the way, they were taken care of very easily because it's such a place of trusting the energy and trusting the flow.
Yeah. Well, and I hope anybody listening to this or any of the other launch pads is getting the message. Just do it. You know, I know there's so many good ideas, and they stay sometimes as just an idea or actually can become a frustration. But like you just did it.
Well, and I want to tell you, when you get to the point that you're frustrated with your creation, what I discovered for myself is your creation has its own energy dynamic and its own dimension it's in. So really sit and breathe with it and invite it into you instead of going out to it. And the more you can invite it in, the more it's going to expand and grow. So even when I was putting the company together and writing the different items that I wrote for the website, when I got to the about page, I'd ask, what are people going to want to hear? What is it going to connect with them? Not what I thought, but from the feeling state. And the words that come out or the ideas that you come up with are so very different than what your mind can think of. And so it's really trusting yourself and allowing yourself to just be grand and to flow forward into your truth.
Janet, you're doing amazing work. And
thank
you for putting this out. So with Shambhur here and all over the world, let's take a deep breath together for Janet and her new creation. And I know it's going to have a big impact on people.
Thank you.
And I thank you for coming up from Arizona, where you're probably not getting snow today.
No, it's been in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. But let's take a deep breath with Janet and really feel the energy of her creation and also of your journey that brought out this creation. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Thanks a lot. Thank you. And as you can see on the slide, if you want more information about Janet's creation, go to www.passionately-you.com.
And she has some of the workbooks here, right?
Yes.
If you'd like to buy one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And moving on. We're doing a dual launch pad today.
All right.
Yeah, two in one. Whoa.
Oh, look at
next
that.
One. We're going to introduce Hannibal Means back up for the launch pad. You didn't know I had that shot, did you?
No, I didn't know you had that.
You looked like, when you saw that, you looked like, where did that come from?
Come on up, sir.
Yeah, come on up. Let's welcome Hannibal again.
Thank you so much. That was in Poland a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I found it. I forgot some website somewhere. I was out searching for pictures, and it's a good shot. So tell us, Hannibal, what would you like to launch today?
I would like to launch the Sing Open Your Heart workshop, and this is the right place to do it. I've developed this workshop, I would say, over the past 20 years. You know, I moved to Vienna to sing, and people kept asking me, will you make a workshop? I said, no way. I said, will you make a workshop? No way. Will you make a workshop? No way. Will you make a workshop? Okay. And then I was leaving one time, and I was asking myself, what would I call this workshop? And as I was walking down the street, I heard the words, sing, open your heart. And I said, that's it.
Yeah. And
so,
go ahead.
The work that I do, essentially, I've had the most wonderful experiences observing people open to their passion, to their joy, to their own healing. In San Francisco a few weeks ago, there was a Native American woman who told me that at 6 years old, a teacher whom she loved and admired very much told her one day, "You can't sing, and you should not sing." And she was hurt all those years. And can you imagine that at 61 years old, she found her voice?
Wow.
I took before and after pictures, before the workshop and after. And I've seen her a few days ago. Energetically, she's still moving with that same energy, that new energy that she discovered that she thought that someone had taken away.
Well, you know, and I know a lot of people will suppress that, the inner voice, and it's really the inner energy. And particularly a lot of people run into problems with sore throats and, you know, issues in this area because they're not letting it out. Well, and so they're really, they got all this energy, they got all this passion, but then that human part is saying, no, you know, don't do it. You can't express. And I know you express very well through your voice, and you know how not just healing, but how creative it can be.
Well, you know, a lot of people have like this stone in their throat.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know they have it.
Right.
And a lot of people carry a lot of rage right here, a tremendous amount of rage. Yes.
Interesting. Because they haven't spoken their truth.
They haven't expressed who they are. They haven't. They've been told to shut up.
Ah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't express. And
be
I'm,
seen and not heard, or
yeah,
something
I'm
like that.
Not afraid to go there with people.
Yeah. So what do you do during the workshop?
Well, we breathe.
Right.
because incidentally, breathing, it's how the breathing happens. It has everything to do with the way the singing happens because they're connected. It's about learning to flow the sound, the vibration on the breath.
Right.
And I teach people how to open the mouth. That sounds funny, yes? How to extremely open the jaw and the throat. Mm-hmm. I was working with a couple in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, and this man said, I said, well, do it. He said, well, this is the way that I did it, you know, when I'm just playing, mimicking opera singers. I'm just having fun. This is just for fun. I said, that is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. That which you think is nothing, that's it, man. That's it.
And Hannibal, I know while you're here in Colorado, right now you're kind of traveling around the U.S.
Yes.
And while you're here in Colorado, you're going to do a workshop on Monday.
That's correct. That's correct.
Oh, look at that shot I found.
Whoa!
I found a lot of good stuff about you on the internet. No, I love that shot. That's great. So you're doing a workshop on Monday night.
On Monday night from 6 until 10, 4 hours. And, yeah, that's great. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to invite you to and to share with you.
Yeah. And this is going to be at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center in Arvada.
Wrong date.
Whoop. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Thank you. It's Monday, the 6th of April.
Monday, the 6th of April.
Yeah.
Today is the
4th. Today is the 4th, yeah. I do these slides late at night. I kind of go a little too fast. But Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center, of course, is run by Lori and Roger Drianka, who played here many times. It's a very, very nice center down in Arvada. And will people be able to really open up and sing? I mean, will they walk out of there having sung or having expressed?
Well, you know, I never make any promises.
Right.
Because there are none. That's up to the individuals. If they want to do that, fine. I'm going to support them. But it's a very beautiful old carriage house.
Yes.
And it has a nice acoustic.
It does.
And it seems the perfect place to do the first Sing Open Your Heart in Colorado. I mean, the past couple of weeks, I kept hearing my soul say, "You're going to Colorado." I said, "What?
What?
So you're going to Colorado
in a snowstorm."
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, and I know just from experiencing your work in Hawaii, when I did open up, and it felt great. I mean, it just to sing, because, you know, we were always told as kids, you know, you can't sing and, you know, be quiet and all the rest of that. And to just feel that opening was amazing.
Well, you know, when people get this vibration, their sound, their own song of their own soul moving through them and allowing that to move like a river, all kinds of things can happen.
Yeah. And, you know, it goes from being the thought, you know, of thinking of your soul into the feeling and expression of it. No longer up here, but all of a sudden you're like, wow, it is a living thing.
Well, one of the things that I'd love to say to people at the beginning of my workshop is forget about who you think you are and who you want other people to think you are. And, you know, you can cut your head right off and throw it out the window. You won't need it. This is about feeling. Yeah. This is about passion.
Did you want to say anything without a mic?
No, that's okay.
You sure? Well, yeah, yeah.
Just truly, if you think that you would like to really, really, truly experience your soul through your voice, Hannibal has the way to do it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you, Linda.
Let's take a deep breath with Hannibal. And we're going to hear more of your music later today. But let's take a deep breath and his beautiful creation, helping humans to open their heart through the song, to feel themselves. It's amazing. And we enjoyed every moment we had with you in Hawaii. And we're glad to have you here in Colorado.
I enjoyed it too, I tell you.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you.
And by the way, we are coming to Vienna sometime. And next year.
Great.
We're working on the plans. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Hopefully you're there. Anyway, let's give Hannibal a big hand and thank you for your work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. And we'll be ready for a break in just a few minutes, but I wanted to mention a couple of new products that we have. Oh, no, it's time for Chambre News. Do you want to see? Wasn't that cool? Okay. Now, a couple of new products. As I mentioned before, the channel with Cryon and Tobias from Madrid is on the website right now on the U.S. store. I don't know about the European store. Michelle got it up yesterday, and it's now available for a download free of charge. Just go to where it says free channels, and you'll see it there. And thank you, Michelle, for getting that up. It's an MP3 file. It's about 45 minutes, so you want a high-speed connection to download it. And also the new the Time Travels CD set from Egypt from February is now available, again, in the Chambre shop. You can get it as both a physical CD, it's nine channels, I think, with Tobias, Saint Germain, and Katumi. You can order the CD set, or you can do it as a digital download, but again, you'll want a high-speed connection. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, this is the channels from Solothurn, Switzerland, from February are now available. It featured Tobias and Saint Germain. St. Germain's channel was, how would you put it?
Irreverent.
Irreverent. You know,
St. Germain
told me later, he said, now I know what it was like for Jesus to go into the temple and turn over all the tables. Because he just came in, and not just with that audience, but just in general, you know, really addressing, you know, New Agers, church people, anybody.
He was amazing. Saint Germain did exactly what he's best at, pushing people out of their comfort zone.
Exactly, that's what he did. And he pushed everybody, everybody there in Solothurn, but anybody listening to it just has to go, wow, he really laid it out clean and straight.
And let me explain what I mean by that also is that, you know, some of us, we sort of love him and we're really used to him, but, you know, he was a guest at that event, and he took a fair amount of liberty as a guest.
Yeah, but it was really good. If you wanted,
basically told everybody to throw away their scripts and their plans and come out onto the event with something new or don't bother.
It's a great message actually for anybody doing quote unquote new energy work.
I don't think he'll be invited back.
No. Anyway, but it was classic Saint Germain. One other quick note: Tobias mentioned months ago that he'd love to have people write a returning song to be sung at the Midsummer Conference. You know, in his departure, And Jean has been working on it with Michelle, and we have about 45 really good songs. You can go on the website now in the area for the returning song, and we'll have the information in the newsletter this week. And you can listen to a 30-second version. You can listen to the full version. And then we're going to also ask you to vote on them. And the one song that gets the most votes, we're going to have that person come to a Breckenridge and sing that as part of the departing or returning, however you want to look at it, for Tobias. I forgot to include my submission in that. I forgot to do my song. Okay, one quick thing before we take a break. I'd like to go through, this is interesting, Church Wars. God spelled backwards is dog. Now, these are real, honest to God, unaltered, undoctored photographs. So go along with the story. So we'll start with a church. I think this was in Tennessee, a Catholic church, Our Lady of Martyrs. Wow. Wow, who'd want to go to Our Lady of Martyrs? But anyway, nice Catholic church. And the sign
Your
up.
Mother.
No, my mother. Well, it's better than going to Our Lady of Perpetual Suffering. There is such a church. Anyway, so they had a nice sign out front on a nice summer day, and it said, "All dogs go to heaven." Wow, that's kind of cool. You know, churches always have these kind of signs out front with these little sayings. You know, they subscribe, by the way, to booklets, and they get the sayings to put on the marquee. So this one put, "All dogs go to heaven." That's kind of nice. Makes me feel good. Well, right across the street at the Presbyterian Church, the minister didn't like it so much. So he posted his own sign. It said, "Only humans go to heaven. Read the Bible." And I have the actual picture in here, but since it's hard to see, I put it. But the Presbyterian minister, "Only humans go to heaven. Read the Bible." I think he's poking right at this priest. Well, the priest, not to be outdone, comes back the next day and posts his sign. "God loves all his creations, dogs included." Now we're getting into some theology territory here. And they're doing this battle back and forth. Could you imagine the town residents? What is going on? Well, the Presbyterian minister had to reply to that. And his message said, "Dogs don't have souls. This is not open for debate."
Beulah Presbyterian Church? Where
Beulah,
is Beulah?
Tennessee. Tennessee. I think it's down in Tennessee. And now you can tell. I know which church, by the way, I'd go to at this point. Whoa, you know. I don't know which one my dog would not go to.
Yeah.
Well, this continued. You'd think it'd stop. You'd think they'd get tired of the program. The Catholic priest came back. "Catholic dog go to heaven." And for those who are just listening online, I'll read it. It said, "Catholic dogs go to heaven. Presbyterian dogs can go talk to their pastor." Wow. One for the Catholics, you know. Now, by this point, the Presbyterian minister is getting hot under the collar.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, so to speak. So he has to respond now. You just can't let that go. So he came back with this. Could you imagine just driving through town and reading this out of the blue? What? And the Presbyterian sign said, "Converting to Catholicism does not magically grant your dog a soul." Wow. So the Catholic priest came back. I tell you what, in the church, the Catholic sign says, "Free dog souls with conversion." You know, at this point, if the aliens came down and went to Beulah and saw these signs, what the hell's wrong with these people? Come on. Anyway, did this do, pardon? Well, yes, and so are religions. And so religions in Tennessee are really bad. Now, it doesn't stop here. The Presbyterian minister came back, and he's getting kind of like, huh? But he said, "Dogs are animals. There aren't any rocks in heaven either. In other words, only humans have souls." And finally, the Catholic minister came back. ladies and gentlemen in Chambra. What is with our religions? What is with our spiritual...
Makes me not want to deny my Catholic baptism.
Oh, what is wrong with our spiritual leaders? I mean, you know, I mean, it's funny. It's sad.
No, it's funny.
It makes you want to...
It's just funny.
It makes you want to laugh and it makes you want to cry. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, yes, the dogs go to heaven. The dogs are going to be there. I feel Fred around all the time. He's in dog heaven and he's waiting for us to come and spend some time with him or to come back here to earth when we stop traveling around so much. But for the love of God, love dogs too. Jeez, let's get over the rhetoric. Anyway,
why? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Oh, that's a special thanks to Donna Winstead for sending that to me. And Donna's going through some health issues right now, and I just want to let Donna know that we appreciate this chance to laugh, and we send you our love and our blessings today. All right. It is, I think, it's got to be time. Oh, and webcast credits first. A big hand for the crew came in this snowstorm, yeah. Set up, yeah. Did everything. You guys are truly appreciated. Thank you so much for that. And one last dog slide. Now it is time for a break. We're going to break for about 20 minutes and come back to see what Tobias has to say.
One last quick one.
One last quickie?
Georgine Nugent, special blessings to Georgine. She's undergoing surgery on Monday.
Okay, great. Georgine, we're with you. All right, we'll see you in 20 minutes.